home is in Lexington, two towns over. My pilgrimage is a pleasant afternoon's excursion to a nature reserve. But mostly I came because of all your contemporaries. You are the one I most need to understand. As a biologist with a modern scientific library, I know more than Darwin knew. I can imagine the measured responses of that country gentleman to a voice a century and a half beyond his own. It is not a satisfying fantasy. The Victorians have for the most part settled into a comfortable corner of our remembrance. But I cannot imagine your responses, at least not all. Too many shattered residues there in your text. Too many emotional tripwires. You left too soon, and your restless spirit haunts us all. Is it odd to speak across 150 years astrophysically? I think not. Certainly not if the subject is natural history. The wheels of organic evolution turn in a millennial pace. Too slowly for evolution to have transformed species from your time to mine. The natural habitats they compose also remain mostly unchanged. Walden Woods around the pond, having been only partly cut and never plowed, looks much the same in my time as in yours, although now more fully wooded. Its ambience can be expressed in similar language. Anyway, the older I become, the more it makes sense to measure history in units of lifespan. That pulls us closer together in real time.